This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham sitting in for Cynthia Canty. Shakespeare in Prison is a program of the Detroit Public Theater, currently in its seventh season. The ensemble is made up of inmates at Women's Huron Valley Correctional Facility in Washtenaw County. It's the only women's prison in the state. Franny Shepherd Bates runs the program, and here's how she describes it.
The goal is not so much to train actors or to put on the highest quality artistic performance as we can, but instead to learn new things about ourselves and new ways of moving through the world in a really positive way, connecting to other people, learning about ourselves and our pasts in order to move forward.
This week, the women at Huron are set to perform Shakespeare's Macbeth in front of fellow inmates and staff. Stateside's Mercedes Mejia went to a full dress rehearsal before opening night, and she has this audio postcard for us.
Circle up, ladies.
This is me getting dressed. I am transforming myself into a fat person. That right there.
You changed the color?
Yes, I wanted to match with my outfit.
My first name is Keita.
So who are you playing?
I am playing Banquo in Macbeth. I am Macbeth's friend, or so I think.
In the name of truth, are you fantastical, or is that indeed which outwardly shows? To my noble partner, you speak of great presence and noble prediction.
When I first go on stage, I'm nervous. But as I go, I feel exhilarated. I feel like I am like the only one out there, and it's amazing.
Speak then to me, who neither fear nor beg your favors nor your hate. Hail! Hail! Hail!
I've been here since 2007, and this is my first year doing Shakespeare, and I'm really enjoying it. I thought I wasn't going to be able to understand some of the language that was going on, but once we started getting into it, it was amazing. I feel like I'm right at home.
Do you have a parole date?
Yes, I do. 2029 is my official out date, but I'm working on some things and hopefully I can get a commutation and try to go home sooner. I'm making a lot of changes in my life today.
I go, and it is done. The bell invites me. Hear it not, Duncan, for it is a now that summons you to heaven or to hell.
My name is Sarah, and I am Macbeth. Macbeth is a character that starts out as this good guy. And he kind of just loses himself along the way, I think, and he becomes this person that you don't even recognize in the end. It kind of mimics a person that's, you know, a felon. I feel a lot of people are inherently good, and something happens in their life or something influences them, and they make bad choices, and sometimes those choices are horrible, and it's hard to turn back from, and then you end up here. I've been at Huron since 2015, and God willing, I will get my parole next year in 2019.
But wherefore can I pronounce amen? I had most need of a blessing, and amen stuck in my throat.
I think that it teaches people to work together. It teaches people to not look at, you know, somebody else for their faults. It teaches us to look at, you know, what's good about a person. You know, we are not defined by our worst mistake. I just love this program. I love to perform. It really feels like I'm doing something that's positive and something that does not even remind me of prison.
This castle hath a pleasant sea. The air nimbly and sweetly recommends itself unto our gentle senses.
What do you think about the program?
I think it's a great program. Certainly serves to augment the other services that we have and reinforces their creativity, which ultimately lends to them having a successful transition. Sean Brewer, I am the warden.
But all's too weak for brave Macbeth. With his brandished steel.
My name is Julia. I play two doctors and a captain, a wounded captain.
Execution. Till he faced the slave, which ne'er shook hands nor bade farewell to him, till he unseamed him from the nave to the chops and posted his head upon a pike.
I have been here for a little less than 5 years, and I am supposed to be going home in December. I've grown up reading Shakespeare, so it's really cool to see it come to life. And originally, I didn't want a role at all. I wanted to help Franny direct, and then they kind of threw me into it. So I've actually been having a lot of fun memorizing. I wanted to be an actress as a kid, and it's been a lot of fun to kind of see what it's like to actually get into a role.
No sooner justice had, with valor armed, compelled these skipping kerns to trust their heels. But the Norwegian lord, surveying vantage, with furbished arms and new supplies of man, began a fresh assault.
Dismayed not this, our captains, Macbeth and Banquo?
Yes.
I would say that Shakespeare in Prison is such a good way for us to connect with feeling like we are still part of the world and feeling like we can still contribute to the world. You don't have to be good at acting. You don't have to be good at reading. You don't have to be good at memorizing lines. You don't have to be good at anything but being yourself. And I love that Shakespeare in Prison specifically is so open to that.
Hail King Scotland!
Hail King of Scotland!
You can see photos of the dress rehearsal and find out more about Shakespeare in Prison. Just go to our website, michiganradio.org. Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.